stimulate their immune systems, and yes, make them immortal. We believe that people closely and complexly allied with their architectural surrounds can succeed in outliving their seemingly inevitable death sentences, they wrote. When I first read about Arakawa and Ginz, I assumed it was all an elaborate metaphor, an artistic provocation. But when I visited the Manhattan headquarters of the Reversible Destiny Foundation in the fall of 2018, I learned that they meant it literally. I think they actually believed that if we achieved this, we could extend our lifespan, said Miweko Tezuka, the consulting curator of the foundation, which Arakawa and Ginz founded in 2010. They were really, really, really passionate about their belief. They put this belief into practice, building half a dozen projects on both sides of the Pacific. In Yoro, Japan, they designed a 195,000-square-foot public park so destabilizing that visitors are provided with helmets. In East Hampton, New York, they created the Bioscleave House, a single-family home even more extreme than the Mitaka lofts, featuring some 40 eye-popping paint colors, windows placed seemingly at random, and steep, bumpy floors surrounding a sunken kitchen. You're going to twist your ankle.